From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. FBI Director James Comey said Friday that the agency is reopening its investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. In a letter sent to key Republican congressional leaders, that is, Comey said the agency learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. He said investigators will examine the material to determine if it contains classified information and to assess their importance to the FBI's inquiry. The director said he could not predict how long it would take to complete the investigation. Several media outlets are reporting the emails were discovered when the FBI was investigating a sexting scandal involving former Congressman Anthony Weiner, whose estranged wife, Huma Abedin, is a key aide to Mrs. Clinton. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump told a cheering crowd in New Hampshire that the new investigation is a chance for the FBI to, in his words, right a wrong that was done. Trump told the crowd that he has great respect for the FBI and the Department of Justice for having the courage to, in his words, right the horrible mistake that they made.
And in all fairness, for all of the people that have suffered for doing so much less, including just recently, four-star General James Cartwright, General Petraeus, and many others, perhaps finally justice will be done.
Clinton campaigned in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, that is, and said that Donald Trump's plan is to keep women, young people, and people of color home on Election Day. She called it Trump's scorched earth campaign and the last refuge of a bankrupt candidate. This is VOA News. Syrian rebel groups say they have begun their large-scale offensive in Aleppo to break the government siege on neighborhoods in the eastern part of the divided city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday that rebel shelling in West Aleppo killed 15 civilians and wounded 100 others. No other information was immediately available. The Syrian government, meanwhile, said it had beaten back attacks from both rebel forces and Islamic State militants near Aleppo. The UN Human Rights Office reports that Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by Islamic State militants in the battle for Mosul. The UN Human Rights Office reports Islamic State militants have been forcing people living on the outskirts of the city out of their homes and pushing them into Mosul to be used as human shields. Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says that Islamic State has abducted nearly 8,000 families, or more than 47,000 people, and forced them at gunpoint into strategic locations.
Many of those who refused to comply were shot on the spot. And even among those who did comply, many of them, including 190 former ISF officers and 42 other civilians, were shot dead.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of Islamic State. She said some individuals have embarked on revenge killings and have vowed there will be eye-for-eye revenge. The spokeswoman says the High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging people to refrain from vigilante justice and to treat captured Islamic State fighters in accordance with international human law. Protests were relatively calm in the U.S. state of North Dakota Friday after Thursday's violent confrontations between police and demonstrators opposed to the construction of an oil pipeline. Police say the pipeline is being built on private property that has been occupied by Native Americans. Pipeline opponents, including Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein and civil rights activist Jesse Jackson, say the pipeline will put the local water supply at risk and damage areas sacred to the local Standing Rock Sioux Indian tribe. Protests had been intensifying since July when a permit was obtained to route the pipeline beneath the Missouri River at Lake Oahe, less than 1 kilometer from the Standing Rock Sioux Indian Reservation. The U.S. economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years in the third quarter of the year. Friday's report from the Commerce Department says the 2.9% annual growth rate was far faster than the previous quarter. That could make it easier for the U.S. Central Bank to raise interest rates. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.